Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're talking about calling on busy farmers. About a year ago, I wrote an article for Feed and Grain Magazine's weekly blog titled Seven Strategies for Selling to Busy Farmers. Today, I titled it It's harvest. I can't call on them now. And some of this is not just necessarily about the busy farmers, but it's a little bit on the subject of call reluctance. It's being reluctant to call on producers or customers or farmers, whatever you want to call your customers, a little bit on the reluctance to just go out and see them, thinking that they're so busy that they haven't got time for us. And certainly we need to be respectful of that. However, there's harvest, there's planting, there's fungicide, there's any number of reasons that they're busy. They're in business, and they're a lot of times in business by themselves, for themselves, which means they're extra busy because they have to do every single job. Doesn't mean that we can't get out and implement some form of sales calls. So these are game plans for the ag sales professional during harvest. When maturity, moisture, and Mother Nature say it's time, harvest will take off. This spring, we had a wet spring. We followed that with a lot of wet summer, and they're ready to get their harvest out of the field. While planting and harvest are truly two of the busiest times of the year for producers, you still have opportunities to stay in touch and potentially make sales calls. Instead of being in their shop or office, it might be in the combine. Well, here are seven strategies to use for selling in this busy time of year. Number one, show the importance of why now for the producer. The priority of your farm calls should focus on time-sensitive deadlines, such as grain market movements, crop insurance, fall fertilizer, and cover crop planting. These deadlines are set by external forces and can't be adjusted. Don't say, our company deadline for this offer is through next week and I really want to show it to you. Well, why? Because your customer isn't concerned about your internal deadlines. They have their own to worry about. In their view, if you wanted my business, you would have made the deadline to fit my schedule. Do say, the market will only allow us to offer this storage or DP program for so long. I want to make sure you have an opportunity to participate in it if you want to. Or, the deadline to sign up for the 2020 wheat crop insurance is September 20th, and I know you wanted to cover your wheat this year. Why? These are specific to a real deadline and to this producer's business. Well, number two, be prepared a little more than you normally are. This is no time to be fumbling around with iPads, cell reception, or using unproven technology in your presentation. Have it all ready to go and practice it before getting on the farm. Be prepared to have the farm call go from the full agreed upon time and place to anywhere else for any length of time. It might get reduced from 30 minutes down to 10. It might change from meeting in the shop or office to riding in the combine. It might be nothing more than walking alongside them to the combine as they tell you things have changed and they need to get going. They may cancel or not even show up. It might rain and they decide to give you more time than planned. They want to know more about the product than you originally thought you had time to present on. It happens, so be prepared a little more than you normally are. Number three, stick to the agreed upon time. Better yet, use less time than you agreed upon. This one is self-explanatory. Don't, for any reason, go beyond the time agreed upon without asking permission. It's wise to start every sales call off with an understanding of how long you have with them. This shows respect for their time and yours. When the call is going well, it's tempting to just keep going and going and going. I once coached a salesperson that did this on every call. He would consistently go over his agreed upon time by 30 minutes to an hour. Needless to say, he was a talker. When I asked him if he thought this was a problem, he replied, "No, my customers know me. They know that's just how I am and they accept it." My follow-up question was, how many times do you think they didn't answer your call or didn't give you an appointment because you go over your allotted time by so much? He didn't have an answer for that. If things are going well and the producer seems to be allowing you to go past the agreed upon time, stop the conversation, ask if it is okay to continue. This is the professional thing to do and respects the producer's time. Sometimes they're just a little hesitant to stop you. It also will tell you how interested the producer is in what you are discussing. Well, number four, have a one-page leave-behind piece. Anytime you go out there, this is a great idea, but certainly during busy times. Typically, they won't remember all the details of your presentation quite like you do. The one page is a great leave-behind to provide an added reminder. Secondly, you can leave the one page with the producer if the meeting is canceled and you want to follow up with a phone call later to discuss it. Well, number five tip to selling busy farmers, have a next step. Know exactly what you want them to do. Again, this is something you should always think through. However, when customers are busier than normal, be very clear about what you want them to do next. These shouldn't be deep thought-provoking sales calls since they are busy. These should be very directed, time-sensitive presentations. That's why the producer gave you the appointment in the first place. Have the steps clearly defined. If not, you'll get the old, "Let me think about it," reply. Well, sometimes the material is not something you want to leave in a leave-behind document. Maybe it's too complicated to explain or put on one page. Maybe you want to be there when the producer is learning about it so you can explain it correctly and answer questions. This is understandable. Just let the producer know that you would like to follow up with a meeting after harvest. Sometimes this is the only next step you can get. Well, number six, develop another point of contact with the customer. Often there are several people involved in an operation. One brother might take care of agronomy, the other the grain marketing, and another the animal production. Or dad takes care of the decisions and the kids take care of actually executing on the use of the products. It can be a good time to catch them briefly and check to make sure logistics are going well. Often the spouse handles the books. It can be a good opportunity to check in and make sure all the paperwork is flowing smoothly. If the crop side of the business is the busiest with harvest, it might be a good time to bring out your feed salesperson to talk with the brother that manages that side of the business. Just being involved and on the farm can strengthen the relationship. Well, lastly, be readily available. Number seven, be around and answer your phone. Any successful salesperson knows this is a critical for keeping customers. You have to be readily available at all times. During your customers' peak times, it's even more critical. Not only available, but you need to be extra responsive. This is no time for business as usual. Your customer is operating at a higher intensity level than normal and may even be in a panic mode. We've all had those customers that completely change under the stress of the peak times in farming. Do everything in your power to go above and beyond expectations to expedite your support. Well, here are some final thoughts. You don't have to completely quit calling on customers at this time of year. Following the seven recommendations above will help. In today's world of farming, it's always the busy season. Spring is, of course, busy with planting, which leads to fungicide, which gets you to wheat harvest, and then right into more fungicide. A couple weeks later, and we're in a corn and bean harvest, which is followed by fall fertilizer application. Now we are into the holidays and need to get into January before calling on them. In January, producers begin attending meetings and meeting after meeting and through March to prepare for the upcoming planting season. Waiting for them to be done with the busy season might not be a good option. None of us want to be overly pushy or salesy and definitely want to respect busiest times of the year. With some preparation and focus, however, we can stay connected to our customers. Most importantly, we can continue to provide the needed products and services we sell and they need. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.